episode number 7 of Ghostman Horror Tales. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Rhonda Romero. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic. Jonathan Downs UK. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of our podcast, where we'll be discussing the life and work of Jonathan Downs, a well-known personality in the UK. Jonathan has worn many hats throughout his career, from author and musician to cryptozoologist and documentarian. He is known worldwide for his contributions to the field of cryptozoology and is considered one of the most respected authorities on the subject. Jonathan was born in Bath, England in 1959 and was interested in the paranormal from a young age. This led him to conduct extensive research into topics such as aliens, Bigfoot and other cryptids, and the supernatural. In 1983, he co-founded the Centre for Fortean-Zoology, CFZ, in Devon, which is dedicated to the investigation and research of unexplained phenomena.
As a musician, Jonathan has released several albums under his band name, the Hoochie Coochie Men, and has also collaborated with several other artists. His music has been described as bluesy and influenced by the works of Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. As an author, Jonathan has written over a dozen books on topics ranging from cryptids and UFOs to mythology and folklore. His most well-known book, The Owlman and Others, focuses on the mysterious sightings of a winged humanoid creature in Cornwall. However, it is for his work in cryptozoology that Jonathan is most widely known. Cryptozoology is the study of animals that have not yet been proven to exist, such as Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and the Yeti. Jonathan has traveled extensively around the world searching for evidence of these creatures and has even been called the real-life version of Indiana Jones.
Jonathan's expeditions have taken him all over the world, from the jungles of Thailand to the forests of North America. He has investigated creatures such as the Mongolian death worm, the Tasmanian tiger, and the chupacabra. He has also written and produced documentaries about his expeditions, including The Hunt for the Abominable Snowman, and Lost Lands, Forgotten Creatures.
Jonathan's work in cryptozoology has been recognized by others in the field, and he has been awarded the Golden Yeti Award by the International Cryptozoology Museum. He is also a fellow of the Royal Geographical Society and a member of the Society for Scientific Exploration. Aside from his work in the field, Jonathan is also an advocate for conservation efforts and the protection of endangered species. He believes that by studying the animals that have not yet been proven to exist, we can gain a greater understanding of the natural world and in turn help to protect it.
In conclusion, Jonathan Downs is a truly remarkable individual who has made significant contributions to the fields of cryptozoology, music, and literature. His dedication to his work and his passion for exploration have made him a respected authority in the field, and his efforts have shed light on some of the world's greatest mysteries. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, and we hope you've learned something new about Jonathan Downs and his incredible life and work.
Episode 7 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Rhonda Romero. Adios.